This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. New Year's, a brand new year. Oh, yes. And this new year, 2025, belongs to Jesus Christ. The new year. I tell you, it's a brand new year. And you know what? If you want it to be, it'll be the same as 2024. If you don't want it to be, and you want it to be a new year, give your life to Jesus Christ. Do not wait for the end of the broadcast. Tell him now, I'm desperate for you in the new year. I need you in the new year. Without you, I cannot function. Let me tell you a story. I have proclaimed the word of God, not only on radio, but to thousands of people. But you know what? When I was in the seminary, as a seminarian, I started to get cold feet when I was proclaiming the word of God. It didn't make any sense to me. I was just scared to do it, like I started to hyperventilate. This is really what happened. As I said, it didn't make any sense to me because I had been proclaiming God's word for years. But you know what? I had to trust God that when I went to the podium, it's called an ambo, when I went to the ambo, that I wouldn't hyperventilate, that I would proclaim God's word clearly so that people's lives would be changed and my life would be changed. I tell you, it was one of the scariest things that ever happened to me, and it made no sense. It made no sense. I had proclaimed God's word to so many people. And now when I get to the podium of the ambo, I start hyperventilating. I told my friends, when I am called to read at Mass, you need to be praying for me, and I need your prayers. Guess what? The day I was supposed to read, there wasn't one reading. There were three readings. Let me tell you, I was scared. I told God, I need you to speak through me. I'm scared that I'm going to hyperventilate. This is true. This is true. But you know what? I went to the podium. I went to the ambo. And I proclaimed God's word three times without hyperventilating. My friends were praying for me because I told them, you need to pray while I read. Don't listen. Pray in Jesus' name.
God gives us what we need, not always what we want. Father needed three readings that day to set him free.
It was so funny. And again, it didn't make sense to me, because I had been proclaiming God's word at the cenacle to hundreds and hundreds of people. But now I'm hyperventilating. Now, what do? You step up and you do what you're supposed to do. And I'm telling you today, you step up to what you need to do today. Okay, you've got a lot of troubles? Well, step out of them and make sure you do what you're supposed to do today in faith. Do it in faith. I know you don't feel like it. I know you don't want to, but do it in faith. Tell the Lord, I'm doing this in faith. Help me to complete it in Jesus' name.
Because when Jesus moves you out of the comfort zone, he's moving you into the glory zone. He is so excited for what he has for you in 2025. But we got to step outside of ourselves, because where we end, God begins. Grace is the ability to go beyond yourself. Jesus says, don't limit yourself, because you, when you limit yourself, you are limiting me, the God who lives inside of you. For you are my representative on this earth. For I have given you my power. I have given you my divine nature. I have given you my dominion and authority. And it is time for you to come into your inheritance as a son and daughter of God. For you are heaven's representative. What you decree on earth will be decreed in heaven, and you will see it come to pass. For I have not died and risen from the dead, says the Lord, for a powerless gospel, for a powerless life. For you are on this earth for a very short time, for a very, very big purpose, to win souls for the kingdom of God, to work miracles, to do the exploits of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, everything that I did, you will do in greater, because I go to the Father, because he has given you the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was upon this earth, he was fully God, he was fully man, but he operated as fully man with the Holy Spirit, to be an archetype in a blueprint of what the new man would be. To be born again means to be born from above. When you gave your life to Jesus, you were born again, and you are born from heaven. You are no longer the same creation you were born into. You became supernatural. You became heaven's representative upon this earth. I need to get over myself in 2025. I need to not make it about myself. I need to make it about Jesus Christ, knowing that I am a weak person and I sin every day. I fall short of the glory of God, but I do not gaze upon myself and my shortfalls. I gaze upon Jesus Christ and what he has done for me. And when I fall into sin, God has given me confession. The other day, I was going to Mass at 7 o'clock. And when I walked in, I remembered they had confession. And I was so excited. I was so excited. And I ran into the church. And I'm like, I'm going to go get all these sins. I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to get them off me. And when the sins leave and that layer of muck comes, the glory of God falls upon you. You don't believe it? That's okay. You don't believe it. But it's the truth. And I was like a little child running into the Father's arms, because the priest is standing in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And when I walked in, the door opened wide. It was like Jesus was opening the door. And I ran into the confession. I confessed my sins. The priest absolved me from my sins. I could feel the light of God and the glory of God pour into me in the confessional. Then I walked out and everyone was looking at me. There was a big line of people. And Alexander's like, you cut the whole line. I said, oh no, I got to go to the back of the line. Back of the line, tell Father I just cut everyone. I'm just kidding, because God, he doesn't deal with us with our intentions. God sees your intentions. And if we don't mean to sin, then God sees the intentions of our heart. But you see, in 2025, God wants to make you like a child. God wants to set you free. God wants to give you new realms of his glory. And there's just ways that Jesus has taught us to do it. We think religion is bad. Religion has to do with justice. Religion has to do with giving God worship as he calls us to give us worship. God calls us, like he said, whose sins you forgive will be forgiven. God calls us every day to eat communion. Those who eat my flesh and blood will have life in them. You see, we praise and we worship God, but God has given us all these sacraments, all these great ways, so that we could be free and we can be in the order of God.
Free, free, free indeed. That's what we need to be.
Like a little kid.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you, when you're free, new things begin to happen. When you're free, you start saying things you never thought you'd say. I want to be set free in 2025. I want to be as free as the Lord Jesus Christ was. Remember what happened on the place where Jesus was in the third chapter of John, and Nicodemus came to him. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, I was born again at baptism. But you want to know what? When I was 21 years old, I had a born-again experience.
And we prophesy 2025. You haven't received it. This is a year you're born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit as the apostles were baptized on the day of Pentecost. If that's something you desire to receive, just say yes to Jesus right now.
Oh, yes, Lord. We need it. We need Pentecost. Without Pentecost, there would be no church. There would be no survival. We need Pentecost. And I'll tell you, as I've said before, there's a cost in Pentecost. I know a lot of people think I'm nuts. But you see, I don't care what people think. But I do care what Jesus thinks. What? Let them think what they want to think. People have said things about me. I thank God I don't hear them. But I don't care what they're saying. I just don't want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ until I take my last breath. That's what I want. Nothing else but faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ in this brand new year, this year of the Lord. You know, it's the year of grace. Do you know that today? That 2025 is the year of grace, and that is supernatural.
Hallelujah.
We need to expect supernatural happenings in 2025. That's what we need to expect, because we have a supernatural God who gave us the power to proclaim the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. We need to know the supernatural, that the supernatural become every day something supernatural happens. When people come into this room that they never entered before, I tell you, none are going to leave the same way that they came in. They're going to give their lives to Jesus. They're going to have a brand new start, a brand new life. Oh, yes, it is so important that we give our lives to Jesus. I'm asking you, I know you go to church, maybe even every day. Isn't that wonderful? But have you given your life to Jesus? Have you said to Jesus, I give you my life, forgive my sins, be my Savior, I'm desperate, be my Lord. It was 1968. You see, I had been going to church every day almost. I loved Jesus. But in 1968, I gave him permission over my life. I said, you can have my life. It's yours. It don't no longer belongs to me. That was in 1968. And what happens in 2025? The same thing. You can have my life. It doesn't belong to me. It's your life in me.
To be free as Jesus wants you to be, it's about surrendering to Jesus. Going to Mass won't set you free. The sacraments won't set you free. Knowing every word in the Bible won't set you free. There are theologians that are not free. Freedom comes as you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, as you give him your life, your will, your heart, your intellect. And once you do that, then all these things, the Eucharist, confession, the Word of God, they are a bonus. They are ways that help you become more and more and more free. 2025 is the year that you transform into a child, that you wake up every day excited about what the Lord has for you. Are you excited for this year? Because Jesus is excited for you. 2025, the Pope declared, it is a year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah. We need Jubilee. We need to praise God. We need to get our arms high and lifted up and praise God because He's worthy. We need to sing praises to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Speaking of, tonight, 7 o'clock, we're opening the doors at 6:30. The churches were closed for the holiday, but Glory Night continues. And we are inviting all of you. Father, who's invited right now?
Every single person.
To come start your year today in the presence of God. Start your year in the presence of God with me and Father and about 150 people who are madly in love with Jesus Christ, with Jesus, with the angels. God has been pouring out His power in an unprecedented, unmeasured way. Every week, the presence of God grows stronger and stronger because Jesus has promised us to go from glory to glory with Him, not from trial to trial, but from glory to glory. In 2025, it is a year of glory for you. And Father, what is the solemnity we're celebrating today?
We're celebrating Mary, the Mother of God, January 1st. It used to be called the circumcision of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've changed it. Mary, the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
We see Mary not only as a woman, but as a woman who conceived the Word of God, became flesh in her womb. Mary, the Mother of God.
And your mother.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're not Catholic. If you follow Jesus, he has given you a mother.
Your mother. On the cross, the Lord said to John, "Behold your mother," and to Mary, "Behold your son." My mother is gone to heaven, but my mother Mary is still my mother. She is my mother, and I love her. You know why I love her? Because she brought me to Jesus.
Yeah.
She was my Andrew who brought me to Jesus.
And Jesus was a new Adam.
Hallelujah.
And Mary is a new
Eve. Yes. Yes. So many people say, "Father Tom, you worship Mary." I never worshiped Mary a day in my life. I honor Mary. All generations shall call me blessed.
She is the Ark of the Covenant.
For He who is mighty has done great things for me. All generations shall call me blessed. Do you call Mary blessed? Do you call her blessed? The Word of God says all generations shall call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me. I tell you, Mary, Eve. Oh, yes, Eve messed up and sinned. Mary did not mess up and sin. She accepted the Word of God in her womb, and the Word became flesh. Mary is the yes woman. The yes woman. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus. And what does Mary say? "Let it be done unto me according to your word." What about you? Are you a yes man? Are you a yes woman? Are you saying yes to the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you saying, "Well, I'm going to wait till I get older"? Well, you might never make it. You might never make it. Say it now. Avoid the rush. Say it now. I give you my life. I surrender. Oh, Lord, I want to be known as a star in the sky that shines for you. That's what I want to be known as. You see, I've been thinking of my grave. I know where it's going to be. I've been thinking of it, and I said, we've got to write on the grave not only my name, but in season and out of season. I hope I'm not going to kick off soon, but you know what? God has given us this commission to proclaim the word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. He named the program. He gives the power. He gives the inspiration. We are just receivers of his power and inspiration. And we give it out freely because he gave it to us freely.
And in Father's life, a man without a purpose is always going to be lost. Father's doing his purpose perfectly. Father was created to preach the word of God and to be a holy priest. I wasn't created to be a priest, but I was created to preach the word of God, to lay hand on the sick and do what Jesus taught me to do. The first purpose of your life, the first purpose of 2025, is to love God with all your heart and let him love you, to be obedient to the will of God. Because as we do as God calls us to do, we get God results. That God, we show God we love him by being obedient. God's love language is obedience. What is God calling you to do this year that you have never done before?
Obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. Obedient to the Heavenly Father. Obedient in the power of the Holy Spirit. The word obedient means to listen to. This is what 2025 is going to be about, listening to God's word. You know, when people proclaim God's word at Mass, I need to go into Mass thinking, I never heard this word before. It's going to be a new word for me today. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. You know, when people say, well, I know that word, I know what they're going to say, they have no idea that the word of God is new every day. Do you open your Bible to the word of God? Do you proclaim the word of God? You don't need to be a priest. You don't need to be on the radio. Do you proclaim the name of Jesus to people? Do you tell people that they are loved with an everlasting love? That's your job as a Christian. That's your job. Not only my job, not only Anthony's job, but it's also our privilege to tell people about Jesus. What about you? Are you a closet Christian Catholic? You're in the closet? Get out of the closet and start telling people. The world is in darkness, and there's only one light, and his name is Jesus. People are hungry to hear the name of Jesus. You can tell people. Maybe you won't preach, that's okay, but one person at a time, tell people what Jesus did for you.
So Jesus, we pray you put your power on these words, that as the year 2025 begins, we prophesy over your life that this will be a year of new glory and new freedom, that you become like a little child and you become free in Christ, that the power of God right now falls upon you and begins to rest on you. We proclaim that bodies be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer wither and die. Amen. Mental illness goes. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. Amen. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit, that if you desire to be born again, Amen. To receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, release that fire of the Holy Spirit. Begin to baptize and fill your people with the power, with the love, with the glory, with the kingdom of God. Let them come into their destiny. Let them receive the anointing. Let their spiritual eyes open to see you, their ears to hear you, their heart to love you. Let them receive all of the grace, Jesus, that you are pouring out from heaven now in Jesus' name. Father, pray for them.
And that grace was won for you when Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross. On the cross, that grace was won for you, and in the power of the resurrection. Tell the Lord today, "It is finished. I am finished with sin in the name of Jesus. I am finished with jealousy in the name of Jesus. I am finished with sinning in the holy name of Jesus."
So January 1st, 2025, me and Father Tom will see you tonight. Doors open at 6:30, St. John the Baptist, 44 School Street, Quincy, Mass. Buddhist, Protestant, Hindu, Catholic, Wiccan, Satanist, it doesn't matter. Just get there to receive the power of God.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.